Are you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rock on. Wow.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and I have some breaking news for you guys. I want to introduce the two masterminds behind the gathering in Miami, Florida, the Kiss Cruise pre-party. Andy Moyen and Joe D'Angelo. Boys, how are you doing?
Hey, Joe. Good. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Andy, how are you?
It's hot, but I'm doing just wicked awesome. I won't put the wicked because it's wicked hot here. But
you know who you sound like? You sound like Adrian Cronauer in Good Morning Vietnam. What's the weather today? It's hot. Tomorrow, hot.
It is. It's freaking 10 o'clock here in New England, and it's like 90 degrees. It's ridiculous.
Holy shit, that's crazy. All right, listen, let's not waste any time. Everybody out there is wondering, what's this breaking news? We have Vinnie Vincent breaking news. And we're going to get to that, but the first thing I want to tell everybody is, if you're going to be in Miami for the Kiss Cruise and you have not yet purchased your pre-party ticket or your Vinnie Vincent VIP ticket, this is today. Today is the day you're going to go online and click that button and purchase the tickets, okay? So before we get to our breaking news, let's talk about what you get. Guys, I want y'all to tell everybody the price of the ticket and what you get for it in the pre-party, the VIP Vinnie Vincent thing. Go.
All right. Well, the pre-party itself, or the ticket prices are $180. For $180, you're going to get your photo with Vinnie Vincent. He's got a huge surprise on the photo that he'll, you know, that everybody's going to be happy about. You will also get a pre-signed commemorative poster, commemorative guitar picks for the event. You'll also get two things signed by Vinny, personal items, no guitars or guitar parts. You get a swag bag full of Kiss and Vinny Vincent stuff. Plus, you're going to have a laminate, nice custom laminate in there. And that laminate is also going to be your ticket to the gathering party at the Hangar Tuesday night. So if you buy tickets for Monday's Vinny meet and greet, you're going to be able to use that ticket to get into the Hangar the next night to see Vinny play. He's going to be joining 4xFate on stage to play a couple of songs.
Okay, so just to be clear, so everybody understands, not only when you show up will you get a poster that will be personally autographed by Vinnie Vincent that you will just get, you will also be able to bring a couple of things yourself, like a Lick It Up record or a Creatures record or a Vinnie Vincent Invasion record or your box set or whatever you want, and Vinnie will sign those, up to two things, right, as well?
Yep.
As long as
exactly.
It's not guitar or guitar parts.
You got it.
Okay, then the swag bag is going to have tons of shit in it that people will be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got this as well.
You got it. Okay. We're trying to put together a package that, look, we're Kiss fans, so we want to go to events too. So we're trying to put together an event that a Kiss fan, myself, would want to go to. So that's what Andy and I put into it when we put this together.
Absolutely. Now, I've been to all the gatherings now. This will be my third one, and I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. So this is important that we mention this. It's 2 days before. There's two separate VIP parties, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a Vinnie Vincent one on the 29th, right?
Yeah.
And the 30th.
Correct. That one is sold out.
That one is sold out. So if you want tickets to the 29th, where you pay $180, you get your three Vinnie Vincent autographs, you get your picture with him in a surprise way. I know how it is, and I can't tell you, but we're going to go. Trust me when I tell you, I'm super stoked about doing this. I have actually talked all my cabin mates into buying tickets and some extra friends as well. And I've been promoting it on my podcast, Rock City Show. I promise if you're going to be there, you don't want to be on that boat and find out what we did the night before. How about this? We're going to get to the night. The morning before or the morning before that. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to be sitting there and going, what happened? He did what? I cannot believe he did that. And you what? You got your picture. How? Okay. This is all. This will be what you are saying on the 31st when you're standing on that boat if you do not have a ticket to this event. Okay. So on the 29th, you could buy your ticket for $180. Okay, you get all that stuff. Plus, on the 30th, we have the that's when the gathering is. Andy, tell us about that.
Well, I just want one more thing too. Is that not only get your picture, there's going to be a backdrop too. So that picture, when you have the backdrop, so it's going to be taken and then, you know, loaded onto the website. You know, so people can look at their picture and grab their picture and all that kind of stuff whenever they want. Basically, most people are going to get them after the cruise because we get back or so. So it might, the person hopefully will load them up. Well, we'll ask her to load them up because she's not actually, you know, she's not going on the cruise. So maybe she can load them up while the rest of us are on the cruise. And then when we get back, when you basically touch down and get off the ship or whatever, and you can look at your photo, and we're going to just leave them up on the website for everybody to see. So we're not going to, you know, they're not going to be on Facebook or something like that. We're actually going to get them all loaded up on the website so everybody can get them. And the swag bag stuff too, just to mention, that's random stuff. So if you get some stuff, you open it, and the next person's like, yeah, get a bag or your buddy, you're looking and go, hey, wait a minute, I didn't get that. Well, I got this. Well, trade and swap, whatever you guys want to do, people want to do, because there's going to be some different stuff in the bags, you know. It's just like random, have fun, here's your bag. And we know that Monday is, you know, Monday is still tickets, and that starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is the big thing we got to get pushed out. Joe and I know this. Not only just buy, but it starts at 4 p.m. on Monday. And check in, you can start checking in, basically checking, we call it, to get your bag and stuff like that. And to get your goodies and basically your laminate. We want you to wear your laminate, you know. Also, we're going to make a special commemorative ticket. You'll be able to keep one half. The other half is for the photo. And we're going to take all the photos first. And then you go back, and then we're going to do the signatures. And don't worry, because we don't know everybody's flights. So basically, it's going to be like a first come, first serve. So we'll have like one set of photos, and then we're going to have like a second round of photos, second round of signatures. You know, so people, don't worry. Don't kill yourself going, oh, my God, I missed it again. The photos at 4 o'clock right away, and I missed it because my flight doesn't get in until, you know, 6. You know what I mean? So, you know, the same thing on Tuesday, but we start earlier in the morning. That's, you know, starts at 10, but we want people to come and get their swag bags and basically sign in. Well, we're going to sign in. We just the swag bags and stuff at, say, like 9 o'clock and do the same thing. Photos first, then we do the signatures, and then we repeat it. And also the Holiday Inns, the bar area is going to be open. They're going to have some food, they'll have some drinks. But we're going to ask people, once you're done with your photo, your signatures, you got everything, just move on. You know, I mean, I know people like to hang out. Go hang out. Actually, I think Kevin Dobbs has a special thing going on. I think it's on somewhere, because it just hit me in my head, that they have like a meet up after you get done with your stuff. Because we want people to move. Just go, because it's going to be a lot of people, and we don't want way too many people hanging out, because, you know, they have fire things, and, you know, we want to respect the hotel, you know what I'm saying? So, how's that?
Yeah, that's absolutely great. Now, let's talk about, because we're going to get to the big announcement now, but what we have to do is tell everybody what's happening at the actual party, okay? So, you guys have, now the 4x Fate VIP is long sold out, correct?
Yes.
Long sold out.
A little note, there's 86 days to the gathering, and that party has now been sold out for 86 days.
And how many people bought tickets for that party so far?
125 is for the special meet and greet with 4x Fate, which is basically, we want the 4x Fate people who have those to show up around 4:30 down at the hangar, which is about 5-minute cab drive, or you can take the Metro Mover, which is a train thing that's for free. It goes around in the loops every like 10 or 15 minutes at certain spots. You can find them up on the website. We want people to show up so we can give them another swag bag with different stuff in it. Also, you're gonna get a 4x Fate CD. Those guys get a 4x Fate CD signed by the band. I have all the CDs. There's also going to be another commemorative poster that's signed, pre-signed by the band. Also, you can have one signature. You can bring something, one thing, be signed by the band. Also, you're going to get the same thing. You get your photos. It's going to be a backdrop. It's going to be loaded onto the website. Also, 4x Fate is going to do a special acoustic set for the 125 people. Also, we asked the special guests that are that a special guest. We will go down the line of the special guest, but the special guest, we sent them a letter with their laminate saying if they want to come and check out 4x8 Paid Acoustic, they can. So those 125 people, not only do they get in the bar early to get their spot for the rest of the night or drinks or everything like that, they also might be able to see a guest or two, you know, beforehand, before everybody else is up. And then me and Joe decided, what the hell, right? Me and Joe went out and bought a Paul Stanley PS10, and basically we'll pull a winner, and we threw a raffle ticket in everybody's bag that bought a 4x8 because they trust us. That was like the very first thing to do that we did. And so somebody's going to walk out of there with a Paul Stanley PS10, courtesy of Joe and I. Right, Joe?
Amazing. Amazing. All right, now let's run down the guest list real quick. We've got Lydia Chris is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
All right, we got. You want me to do it or you, Joe? Good, Joe.
Fire away.
All right. Well, we got Lydia Chris. We got James DeBello, a.k.a. Trip. We got Ken Sharp.
Right, from Detroit Rock City, right, is Trip.
Yep.
Okay, Ken Sharp.
Yep. Yep, Ken Sharp. We also have Tom Feely and Roman Fernandez are doing the petition to get Bill O'Coin to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have the guys, the Dead Daisies. They're going to show up. They're not going to play. They're just going to roam around the crowd, say hi to everybody, have a couple of drinks with everybody, just hang out, take pictures. We also have Big John Hart. We also have Maria Contessa. You know who Maria is, hopefully. And also we have Kiss Classified, Matt's Best Floor. I can't say his name. we also have, you know, and also we got Mr. DJ Noise, who does this thing. If anybody's ever seen DJ Noise, does his nice, you know, he funkies music up in a way that nobody's ever done, which is really cool.
Yeah, he's a lot
again,
of fun.
We have the Kiss tribute band called Kiss America, which they are going to blow their mind away. And we have the Van Halen tribute, 1984. And Joe, tell them about the what a Kiss America is going to do.
Well, I can't get into it too much, but I can tell you this. They're going to be releasing or announcing they had some brand new costumes made from a certain era, and they're really, really cool. And they're going to be setting up a backdrop, and you know, a lot of people can't. You know, Kiss isn't doing photos on the boat this year, so they're going to come out early in their makeup and do pictures with guys, with everybody for free, just for fun, on their backdrop in their super cool costumes. You guys are going to dig it.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay, now one of the main things that's going to happen during the night at, after Four by Fate gets done with their set, right? We're going to get Vinnie Vincent on stage. Is that true?
Yeah, Vinny is going to join 4x8 to play a couple of songs. Electric, going to plug in and rock the house. He has decided on the two songs and worked it out with 4x8 already.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on a second now. I'm very excited about this because this is – when you told me that this was going to happen – it's really funny because Andy and I message each other back a few times a month at least, where he goes, oh my God, I can't tell you what's about to happen, but something big's about to happen. And I'm like, Andy, you suck for that. And I have to wait, you know. But Andy, when he said that Vinnie Vincent was going to get on stage and play with 4x8, electric too, right? This is electric.
Yep, first time in over two decades.
In front of a
crowd that we know of.
Yes, so first time in front of a crowd, he's going to pick up his guitar and play two songs, and he worked it out with 4x8. This is what we've all been waiting for. What are the two songs?
Well, go ahead, Joe.
Want me to do the first one? You do the second one. He's going to
You do both this time.
All right. Well, he's going to start with "I Love It Loud."
Whoa. Awesome.
And then they're going to wrap it up. The second song is going to be "All Hell's Breaking Loose."
Oh, man, that is awesome.
It's cool because you never hear Kiss play that song, and it's kind of a deeper cut, and it's a song that he was involved with, so it really fits. Plus, I got to be honest with you, I can't wait to see 4x8 backing him up and playing it.
Yeah,
Todd Howard singing that's going to be great.
Oh,
he's going to
That's going to kick ass, guys. Thank you so much for telling us this. We really appreciate it. This is so much fun. When did you guys get word that these were the songs?
I guess about a week and a half ago. I know that Lick It Up was originally one of the two songs, and I think because a lot of the Kiss fans are, quite frankly, don't really want that. And if Vinny wants to give them what they want, he changed it up.
Awesome. Man, this is amazing. I think everybody out there is super excited. Now here's the deal, guys. You got to, if you want to be there to see it in person, you've got to have a ticket. Now, me personally, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going on the cruise anyway, but if I wasn't, this right now would be where I'd be talking to my girlfriend and going, you know, we could take a vacation down to Miami for a couple of days. Now, let me ask you this. The gathering itself is not sold out, right?
No, you could, people can still buy general mission tickets. They're only $20 to get in. But this, I think we figured it out because we, even though the bar itself, if you look it up, whatever, the place really holds about 1,300 people, but if you start putting the tables and the special guests we have in there, it knocks it down a little bit more. But we don't want to overpack the house because you two saw last year when you introduced Joe and I on stage last year, and you both hit me and said, Andy, look up. And when I looked up, I saw the sea of massiveness of crowd.
Right.
And it went, you know, the whole place is like all you saw is heads, and then out the door it went. You know what I mean?
It was a amazing crowd. I never got the final number, but I would guess it was between 600 and 700 people.
We found out it was like 900.
900, yeah. Jesus. Okay, so now for $20, you could go down to Miami, have a little vacation, even if you're not going on the cruise, and get in and see that live performance. But to meet Vinny, to get your autographs, which to me is the end all be all of the VIP. You know, you can meet your Genes, you can meet your Pauls. You know, they have had that set up for a very long time. But Vinny Vincent in Miami at the Gathering 3 pre-party on the 29th. That's the only one left, and that's in the evening. Okay, it's 180. What's the website?
TheKissCruisePreParty.com.
TheKissCruisePreParty.com. Now, click, go now. You're still listening to me. There's no reason for that. What you want to do?
We also there's also some raffles up there that you could win. Even if you're not going, you can win a Gene Simmons vault. You can win a Pink Jackson signed by Vinny. You can win two Peter Chris drumheads. Even if you're not going, all the money's going to go to Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Click on it. You can buy as many as you want. We pull the things. We do everything live that night. You know, put it in, pull the names. If you're there, you get there. We'll take pictures of you. If you're not there, we'll ship it to you. You know, if you want to do the vault on the cruise, if you're there, you can do the vault on the cruise. If you're not, we hook you up with the people. You can have the vault done. You know, I mean, it's a win-win. Yeah. And also there'll be some special raffles with a bunch of Peter Criss stuff that those tickets you can only get the night that day. The 29th and 30th at the Holiday Inn while the meet and greet's going on at the same time and get tickets for that. And I wanted people to win that who trusted, you know, Joe, this is Joe's second year, but even that, trusted Joe last year and this year for us to pull this off and my pay that trusted me for all these years. You know, like we said, I'll say it a million times. If it wasn't for the fans and you guys, this doesn't happen. Period.
No. Absolutely. You're right. Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up about the vault, this is something y'all don't know out there. And I'm breaking this news right now. Joe D'Angelo doesn't know. But in the spirit of the vault, every bag that they give away, Andy Moyen is taking two things from his personal collection and putting it in the bag.
Trust me, he's got enough to do it. Too.
I know. That's why I'm making the joke. Let me tell you right now, Andy Moyen's collection buries Gene Simmons' collection.
No, not even close.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Polo's trying to get me back because I said his name wrong all these years without me knowing it, and he's trying to get me back for the clown thing.
Oh, here we go with the clown thing. Okay, listen. Thank you, guys. I love you both. You know, I can't wait to see you guys again. Let me remind everybody that if you're going to be at the vault, I talked to Keith Valcourt. A couple days ago, so now I got my mind on the vault. If you're going to be at the gathering, I'm going to be starting shooting a documentary about Kiss fans there as well. Us, it'll be for us, by us, made by us, Kiss fans. You'll be able to come up and testify like people do at church where they talk about how awesome God is, and except we'll be talking about Kiss, and I'm going to make a movie, and it'll get released, and we're even thinking that it's going to make it to the theater. So, But that's a little breaking, but we're not 100% yet. So it's maybe, and we'll have a booth set up there. Joe and Andy were kind enough to give me a space. So all you got to do is come over, find us, sign the release form, get in front of the camera, and answer some questions, and then that'll be major kick-ass. Guys, thank you very much. So tell everybody the songs again.
Going to be I Love It Loud and All Hell's Breaking Loose.
And Right Between the Eyes. Man, this is going to be amazing. Totally and completely amazing. I am super stoked about it now. I will make sure that everybody knows. Buy your ticket at the website. Tell them the website again.
TheKissCruisePreParty.com.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
I love you both. We'll see you soon, okay? How many days we got left?
I think it's 86,
I think.
I don't know, 83?
Yeah.
Miami?
We'll be there soon. We'll see you guys there. Share this post so everybody gets a chance to see it. And, yeah, man, this is going to be kick-ass. We'll see you in 3, 2, 1. Peace.